This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, Jay Tyler is the chair-elect for the U.S. Meat Export Federation and recently traveled to the United Kingdom on a trade mission with Idaho Governor Brad Little. The group met with farmers, importers, and trade officials to discuss the trade agreement framework recently announced by President Trump.
Talked a lot about the beef deal, but we also realized that there's some opportunities for pork, obviously, if they can work out some of the details on that, where the UK is taking a lot of pork from the European Union right now. So I think it's in the range of between $2 and $3 billion. So there's an opportunity for pork and certainly there's an opportunity for beef if we can get duty-free access to the British market.
Tyler notes there is strong potential for both U.S. beef and pork in the UK, but lingering non-tariff barriers to U.S. products must be addressed to provide full access.
There's a lot of other access issues that are creating friction that we hope we can see some movement on. Some of the phytosanitary regulations, labeling. I mean, they label right now everything going to the UK is still part of the EU, labeled in 8 languages. Each individual piece is labeled. So there's a lot of things like that that are details that make the trade more difficult. So hopefully we can work some of those things out.
In June, the UK opened a duty-free tariff rate quota for U.S. beef with a 2025 volume of about 8,500 metric tons.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.